Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And the question on this one is, well, what is a woman? Well, you might think that's a pretty obvious question there, David. The answer is, of course, a woman is a human adult female. Three-word answer. That's it. That's what a woman is. But no, I saw a guy called Ed Krasenstein over on the Twitters. Ed's got quite a big following, curiously. And I just want to read out what he has to say on the topic because it shows how demented this world is becoming. He says, what is a woman? Well, up until 5 years ago, I would have admittedly said a woman is someone with a vagina. Well, that's not my definition of a woman, by the way. It's pretty crude, but that's what he says. But then get this, time, education, and an openness to try and understand other people's perspective has changed my views. If you were to ask me, what is a woman today? I, like a lot of people, would struggle to give an answer. What? No. Hey, Ed, most people are very clear on what a woman is. He goes on to say, what a woman is to me might not be a woman to someone else. Just like if I were to ask someone, what is God? A lot of people would have an exact definition, but others have a differing view. Some might say God doesn't exist. Others would say that God is different for everyone. To me, God is whatever someone wants to believe God is. My answer for what is a woman is would be the same. It's whatever you want it to mean. No, it doesn't. No. Right, we need to take this on because there's so many of these people around. A woman is a human adult female. Right? That's what it is. That's what she is. I've been married to one for long enough. I like women. I understand exactly what women are. Yes, women have those biological bits. They have the female chromosome structure. Of course they do. They are distinct. Men cannot be women, no matter how much they want to be. And no matter how much this month of June is all about us being deluged with propaganda to accept trans women are women. No, trans women are men. That simple. But people like Krasenstein and so many others are playing into this narrative where they're going, it's a very tricky question, this. I mean, it's a bit like asking, does God exist? No, it's not. It's a biological reality. Open your eyes. How can anyone reach the age of 18 and not know what a woman is? How can anyone be like that? Well, I suppose if they then spend the next 3 years through university, I suppose it's possible that they emerge the other side completely confused and believing that, oh, yeah, well, some women do have a penis. No, they don't. No women have a penis. Some men have a vagina. No. No men have a vagina. Can people get the horrible butchery done to their bodies that I've talked about in previous podcasts so that it can pretend to be the contradictory gender? Well, yes, they can, but it doesn't make them. A bit like, you know, if I put on, I don't know, a Buzz Aldrin spacesuit, doesn't make me an astronaut. So, no, this is very insidious, this, though. This whole issue that trying to understand, especially what a woman is, it's so complicated. Now, they use the same argument, what is a man? Well, a man is whatever a man says he is. So what if a man says he's a woman? Does that make him a woman? According to this guy, yeah, it does. According to me, no, it doesn't. No man can ever be women. No women can ever be men. For most of our time as a society, we've gone along and accepted that and understood that to be a fundamental truth. But I'm afraid these days that is completely under attack. That's why people like Posy Parker and others stand up for what a woman is. They shouldn't have to. Every woman, any woman listening to this will be very clear what a woman is. Any man listening to this will be very clear what a woman is. You know, it's not one of these, you know, like, can you please explain Einstein's theory of relativity questions? It's not a complex proposition you're being asked to explain. You're just simply being asked a question for which the obvious answer is it's a human adult female. Next. You can answer it in about 3 seconds. That's it. End of debate. Nothing beyond that. Ah, Well, you say that, David, but some people don't like that. Oh, I agree. Some people do not like to be told that a woman is a human adult female. I get that. And I'm sorry for them. Sure. But that doesn't change the fundamental truth. No, it doesn't. And so, you know, no matter how you spin this one, no matter how you want to look at it, that is an immutable truth. Most of the world understands that to be an immutable truth. But here in the West, no, we are now so progressive that we challenge these things and we say, well, it's very hard to know what a woman is, which then lets all the predator class get in on the act. And it starts the whole confusion in young minds. It starts this kind of gender dysphoria that we see so evident, particularly in the West. And ultimately, it ends up with some very confused and some very sad people, and all because fundamental biological realities are being twisted out of all shape, and people who should know better refuse to answer the obvious question because they don't want to, they're scared of taking on the wrath of certain lobby groups. Well, they shouldn't. Shame on them. Thanks for listening.